Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the WWE Podcast, your place for the most passionate wrestling analysis on the web.
Just turn Roman heel. What is WWE waiting for?
When other wrestling podcasts put you to sleep, you can count on the WWE Podcast to keep you engaged and asking for more.
I've been watching wrestling for over 20 years, and that was one of the best matches I've ever seen.
If you're easily offended, this may not be the show for you.
Whatever happened to the men being able to physically retaliate against the women in WWE? This is a fantasy environment.
This is unlike any other wrestling analysis. So without any further delay, let's get the show started right now.
Alrighty, welcome to the WWE Podcast, and we are live as Survivor Series has gone off the air with a farewell to The Undertaker. No tricks, no funny business that I predicted for literally a year and a half. So I am sitting here with my head hung between my legs, a bit embarrassed that I have predicted this for many, 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 many months about The Fiend possibly attacking The Undertaker. So obviously that did not happen, but we got a very clean and easy goodbye to the dead man. So we'll see if he holds true to his official retirement right now. It looks like he will. And, again, time will tell. So right now, the show is live. As live can be. I can't edit anything. I am really just no safety net. That's how I'm flying right now. And if you want to call, 516-387-1528. And if you call that and you're listening, you got to hit 1 because I won't see you in the caller queue if you do not hit that that number 1 on your keypad. So, guys, The Undertaker is gone. It looks like it is really, truly a thing. I'm shocked. A bit sad, given that 30 years this man has given to the business. And I thought that it would go out with a bigger bang than it did, meaning he would call it quits at WrestleMania. His character is infamous with WrestleMania, and that he would call it a day at the show of shows against The Fiend. So, I am a bit surprised that it didn't come to fruition, that the dead man show didn't get attacked by The Fiend, take a mandible claw, and we're off to the races the next 4 months. Especially considering that The Undertaker should have been on Bray Wyatt's list of people that have wronged him, considering he lost to him, I believe it was at WrestleMania 31. I believe that was the one. Where it was because it was the outdoor, like in the middle of the day. I think it was in Santa Clara, California, I believe. And Undertaker beat him when he was the Swamp Cult leader version of himself. So I'm a bit disappointed that we didn't get one last match from Taker with Bray Wyatt. And is it still a possibility? Boy, like 1%. I wouldn't even give it a fighting chance at this point. And I'm an optimist when it comes to this kind of stuff with legends returning and potential matchups that could be one-offs. And I don't see it. So, but nonetheless, this was a very good pay-per-view outside of The Undertaker's farewell, which again, wasn't bad. I had high expectations for an interference leading to a WrestleMania match, which I think would have been better from a promotional standpoint, marketing standpoint, to officially market Undertaker's final match at WrestleMania. But it still is and was, I think, a really good pay-per-view, a solid pay-per-view from WWE. And from a wrestling standpoint, you can't ask for much better. We got some 4-star-plus matches tonight, and one of them being the tag team champions versus the tag team champions, which is New Day versus the Street Profits. I loved this match. Really loved it. They all four men just have great chemistry. Their characters are, they're baby faces, but they mesh well. They're similar where it's like New Day was kind of yesterday's news, and the Street Profits are the 2020 version of the New Day. So I loved that match. You look at the women's match with Sasha Banks and Asuka. I tweeted this out on wrestling underscore audio. These two could have easily gone 60 minutes and I wouldn't have gotten bored. They're just so good together. I'd forgotten just exactly how good these two are together. It's crazy. I had forgotten. It's been so long since they've locked up, and I loved their match. The outcome made sense. We got the dreaded roll up. You know, you had to have one, and we got one tonight with Asuka losing to Sasha Banks via the roll up. So also Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns. How can we not open the show not talking about Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns, right? Like, that was, it was as good as advertised. I think the right person won. I know that there are people out there who are thinking, how could Drew lose? He just gained the championship. How are they putting him on the back, on his back, flat on his back for the three count? Well, I would argue that Roman Reigns is hotter right now than Drew McIntyre. Pretty confidently. As great as Drew McIntyre has been, and he has been just a really good champion, he hasn't been as hot as Roman Reigns has been as a heel. It makes sense that Roman would continue to win, and Drew could take this loss. Considering how Roman won with Jey Uso and the low blow, he has an out, right? He has an out, and this is clearly not over. This is a program I think that they are going to continue, and you could still end up at WrestleMania. I mean, why not? This is the way it ended. Drew is now stuck on Raw, and you know, apparently he can't come over to SmackDown, you know, because WWE loves to enforce their rules. So he can't come over to SmackDown, which means that he is going to have to sit and fester over this loss for however long it takes until he wins the Royal Rumble and then faces Roman Reigns and chooses to face Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, and he's forced to challenge him for the championship. That is the only way I see this happening. But now there's a backstory. Now they can go off and do their own thing, both competitors, because they're on separate brands. But you can, when you put them back together, you have a backstory to pull from. So that's the one positive. I still wouldn't have put them together. I'm not backtracking on what I said. I still would have not put them together, and I still would not have put them in a match that was really unadvertised other than for a week. You know, so